With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling his nation today the IDF has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas.
We're carrying out massive airstrikes in order to assist our ground forces as they go in. And we have used targeted killings and destroyed headquarters of the Hamas. This will be a long war.
The Prime Minister speaking through an interpreter of the BBC. The nightmare is over in Maine. The body of suspected mass murderer Robert Card found Friday night. Governor Janet Mills.
But this discovery is entirely thanks to the hundreds of local, county, state, and federal law enforcement members from all over, and people from other states as well. People who searched tirelessly to arrive at this moment.
Card was wanted for the Wednesday mass shooting. 18 people were killed, 36 hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, the watchdog for U.S. assistance to Afghanistan warning the Taliban benefiting from international aid through the establishment of fraudulent non-governmental groups.
The Taliban have exerted greater control over national and international NGOs since seizing power in August 2021. They have barred Afghan women from NGO work and sought to push out foreign organizations from the education sector. A report by the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the Taliban extort and infiltrate existing NGOs to obtain or direct international donor aid.
That is correspondent Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. Yet another Methodist megachurch is defecting.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hamas attack on Israel this month liable to depress tourism to Israel during the holiday season, even if the fighting should be over before December. Hanukkah begins December 7th this year, and Christmas, of course, following. Israel counts on millions of tourist dollars every year. The holiday period is the most lucrative season with Jews and Christians going to the Holy Land. This is SRN News. New York City offering migrants a one-way plane ticket to anywhere they want to go in the world. That is simply an effort to ease the burden on the Big Apple.
City Hall says it's setting up a new reticketing center in Manhattan as the latest bid to ease pressure on its shelters and its finances following the arrival of more than 130,000 asylum seekers since last year. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams describes the situation as a crisis and warns that shelters are so full, migrants will be forced onto the street as winter approaches. There's already a time limit on how long they can stay in them. The offer of free one-way plane tickets is the latest effort to relocate asylum seekers, a move that has not always gone over well. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.